France's legislature approved a new law today that will levy a 3% tax on big American tech companies like Google and Amazon. The tax is aimed at addressing a new reality of the digital age, that while a company like Google has customers who live in France, Google can base its European operations in a country like Ireland and pay its taxes there, where they are lower. The French tax is already angering officials in the United States who are warning of trade consequences. For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hello, Jeremy.
So it is not just France, Spain, the UK, even the EU altogether are considering similar measures. What are these European countries hoping to achieve?
Liberté, égalité, revenue, Really?
That's revenue is probably a French word to begin with.
I took Spanish. This is a continuation of, you know, here in the United States, you remember the cat and mouse chase of localities, states trying to capture tax revenue lost to online shopping. You used to have what we thought of was like an Amazon arbitrage in so many states in the U.S. until lawmakers came around to realizing it was a tax dodge and they sued to recoup lost revenue. So now this is happening writ international.
So already the U.S. has indicated that it could respond to this 3% tax in France with trade consequences, tariffs maybe. What's the U.S. saying?
Yeah, big tech, these guys like Apple, Facebook, Google, it's the closest thing we have right now to national champions in 2019. They're dominant multinationals.
Except for the women's soccer team. Those are
That's true. That's true. That's indeed. Right. They rake in tens of billions of dollars in high margin sales. So everybody wants to get their mitts on taxation. But that's vexed lawmakers here that companies like Facebook and Amazon could warehouse windfall profits abroad in low tax places like Ireland. And the Treasury Department is worried, I'm going to quote, what seems to be a fraying around the edges of the international consensus on how international taxation rights should be allocated, close quote. So then it becomes an issue of sovereignty versus who gets dibs on those windfall profits.
And I know that some tech companies are also worried that they could be taxed twice because of taxes like the one in France.
Right. But the question then is how you allocate. Say if you're a UK Facebook user who eyeballs a Facebook or Instagram ad, but you know that otherwise pays nothing, how is that sale recognized? These cash flow statements that you see by Facebook, by Apple, by Amazon, by Google, they're very fluid. They're very international. Up till now, you know, you've allowed your accountants to game the system and pull and underreport opportunistically in pursuit of the best rates. The question is, how do you do revenue recognition? Where was that money realized? Was it in the data mining? Was it in the ad that was purchased beforehand? Was that provided by the customer who is otherwise not paying a subscription? It is vexingly difficult.
I want to ask you about one more thing in the news today. Amazon announced today it is going to spend about $7,000 per worker to retrain a third of its domestic workforce by 2025. That is 100,000 employees. Why is Amazon doing this?
You know, we saw a stat by Manpower Group that says companies investing in training their current employees, the fraction is going to jump from 54% last year to 84% by next year. And I think if you look at it, you think about automation, artificial intelligence, the bar is just being yanked up in terms of what even the most entry-level service worker is going to have to know to remain in the game. Companies are going to demand Inspector Gadget-like abilities. You know, are you able to code some? Can you speak a second language? Draw blood, perform CPR, record podcasts?
You'll have to do it all, I guess, at Amazon. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks.
Always my pleasure.